Chairman, consider and take possible action to authorize a search to identify prospective liquidity mandate managers. I think that had Ed's name on it.
Mr. Chair, you're not skipping six. It's been addressed already, right? We discussed it.
Yeah, because that was to take possible action.
Got it.
Thank you, Phil. Don't tell him.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I see we're ahead of schedule, so I won't rush through this. Plenty of time. So, item seven is with regards to the liquidity mandate managers, and you have a two-page memo from us. With the subject line, conduct RFI and RFP for short-term government credit mandate. So this is the 24% of the portfolio that was identified in the asset allocation study. So when we talked about adopting the FFP four-year approach, the four-year of benefit payments and expenses that would be hedged or reserved, not reserved, that's not quite the right word, but held in the plan, would be held in this mandate. So we're calling it a liquidity mandate because we expect it to be very liquid with probably a pretty low return, but some positive return and low volatility is what we're seeking to get with this. So in other words, a real focus on preservation of capital. So we refer to it as liquidity because we also expect not only to use it to pay the benefits and payments, benefits and expenses on a monthly basis, but also we talked about the optionality of if the market corrects significantly, we want to be able to draw money from this pool to invest in equities or whatever market segment has had the dislocation that creates that opportunity. So the memo outlines what we would like to do then as far as selecting, identifying, selecting this manager. And we think this is a little bit different than just going out to the investment community, to the fixed income managers and saying, show us your products that are short-term government credit. Because what we want them to do is think analytically and come up with some innovative approaches in terms of understanding what can be done with those 48 months of benefit payments and expenses. How can that portfolio be managed? It doesn't have to all be the same thing. We could be thinking of maybe the 3 or 4 year part of that looking differently than the next 6 months part of that. And we want robust reporting in terms of what risks are they really taking with that. We want to get that and make sure that we have good reporting coming back to us. We want to make sure we have a close integration between that investment manager and staff because of the monthly cash flows. We want very tight reporting and understand when money is coming in and out and planning appropriately for the investment characteristics. So the idea is that because this is different, we want to open it up to the investment community and let them see what they can come back to us with. So create an RFI initially that'll be shorter than longer, higher level than more detailed, and say, here's the concept, here are our goals, here are our constraints, let us know what you think. From those RFI responses that we collect then,
Let us know how you would do it?
Exactly.
How you're approaching. Thank you.
Yeah. What kind of capabilities do you have? What would your approach be? What unique skills does your firm offer? Those kinds of questions. As a result of that, we could then go through and look at what looks interesting and appealing, we think, and then from there conduct an RFP on an invitation basis based on those RFI responses. And then that makes the RFP a lot more streamlined because the RFP typically is a pretty detailed document asking lots of questions, and if we can keep that more focused, it would be beneficial from an operational perspective. So that's the concept. That's what the memo before you seeks to do.
I'd motion that we authorizers to conduct the search to identify prospective liquidity mandate managers.
I second it.
It's a motion and a second. Any comments?
I only have one question. How much money would we have in this portion, this total?
24%.
Almost two.
Any other questions or comments?
One other comment. I believe we would likely settle on multiple managers. I don't think we'd want
likely to settle on what?
Multiple managers. Yeah, I don't think we'd want to put all our eggs in one basket for this kind
of thing. Have you ever done this before?
No. Well, let me take that back. So conduct RFPs, an RFI.
Let me just clarify what I'm asking you. So I kind of likened to what you just said. It's a great idea, but I liken it to, in the construction industry, we call it design build. We go out to the builders and we say, figure out what you're going to build for us and put a price on it. Okay? And it's a very different kind of proposal process. And I'm just wondering how many of our investment managers will want to spend the time to put together a detailed build of what they're going to present, knowing that you are then going to follow that with an RFP.
For $1 billion, I think there's some interest there.
I think there'll be some interest.
Our CIO, Jeff Scott, was also the CIO, was previously the CIO of the Alaska Permanent Fund, and he did essentially exactly this with some of the biggest and best managers on the planet. He defined the mandate broadly. He said, these are the objectives. You guys build a structure. And he actually, they actually came in and they ran it for a little while. It was really a very enlightening process. And so our CIO has done pretty much exactly this for a different type of mandate.
Ed, will you be sharing some of your information with him?
With our
current CIO?
He's part of our firm right now. I'm not sure what the question
is. He heads up our research effort.
So he will be involved.
And I guess the other answer to it is that we wouldn't do this for any and all mandates. This is unique. This is a sizable portion.
Highly customized.
And we have had some conversations with folks about this conceptually. What do you think about this? Eyes are wide open, ears perk up. There's going to be good interest, I believe.
Ballpark figures, are we talking 5 managers? 10 managers?
I would guess more like
to be determined.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, when you do this, do they all give you different ideas and then you kind of put them together and say, give me a bid on each one of you, or you just take each one's ideas unique?
Well, the RFI is going to solicit the feedback of how they're going to approach it. So we're going to see we're going to see the folks who truly understand what we're trying to accomplish and who just wants to pitch their product. We have been in conversation with our existing managers. Ferris has been in contact with some of the larger managers. They know have some capabilities here. So we're getting positive feedback already, and we're getting some spitballing of ideas. When we construct the RFP, we're going to have to take a look at how we slice and dice it, but that will be based upon what we're getting from the RFI. So we've been getting feedback. We want to make sure we're hearing feedback from the broader community. So we want to broadcast that RFI out. If we've missed anybody, that's their chance to make themselves known to us. We take a look at the conversations we've had, both at both shops here, and what we get back in the RFI, and then we fine-tune the RFP so we have a better idea what's available and what we think is the best construct here.
Anything else? Okay, there's a motion, and it's been seconded. No other comments. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Extension, motion passes.